Sigmund Beitza and Afchav Aleph tells that the high suflich Yusuf Beshabbos metatlu agav rifta. Kedishmul the Amishmul also Adam called Tzorko Bepas. That if these are, this is the residue of dates that were eaten, so they're not roy anymore, they're muksa. But Shmuel says that you can move them, you know, if they're on bread or pas, because that's Shmuel's halacha, otherwise we're called tzarka b'pas. Tosis there asks, b'tema, the Amar b'Shabbos, and Shabbos and Davkuf Membe says, lo amu heta kika o tinok ela meis bilvad. So if it's a special heta for meis, because it covered a meis, how is it that for the residue of the tamarim of these dates, you're allowed to move them, you know, with bread, agav pas? So Tosis answers, you know, b'davish yochel asus miyod yom, Amma hasim dolo amma heta ela lemeis bilvad. Aval hani sufli lo haya yochel asos me'erev yontif. So in other words, Tosis says like this, that if it's kik, if it was a kish, for example, money and something like that, that wasn't a levena, that's not muchan, even before Shabbos, so then there's no heta of pas. That heta relates only to meis, because it covered a meis. But these souffle, these dates were only became muksa on Shabbos because the dates themselves were oichel. He ate them on Shabbos. The residue, the pits, whatever it is of the dates, became muksa on Shabbos. So that Tosis says that the het of pas applies, and the Rav explained why. Because there are two halachas in muksa. One halacha of muksa is if it's muksa in cheftza. So if it was muksa before Shabbos, like a purse or a levena brick, that's inherently muksa. And on that you say, Migidus Katsoi, Erev Shabbos, Benashmoshis Katsoi, Lekula Yuma. So because that's in Cheftza muksa, and therefore there's no heta to be metaltlet agav pas. However, sufle, these things which are only muksa, we only became muksa on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, ben Hashmos, they were muchan. So that the Gemara says that by muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, even if it is muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, but afterwards, if it becomes roy, it becomes mutter. Because in Cheftza, it's not muksa. It's only in East on the Gavit to be metaltalit. But these things which are muksa, even ben Hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, so those we say, Migdus Katsoi, ben Hashmoshes, Iskatsoi l'kula yoma, and even if it became roy later on, it's not mutter to be metaltal, because in Cheftza, it's muksa. So those things, you can't be metaltal like a pas. But those things which became muksa, only b'chatzi Shabbos, so it's only nisagafra. So therefore, if you metaltal it with agapas, it's mutter, because then we relate the tiltal not to the muksa, but to the pas, because it's only nisag tiltin gafra.